Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 126. Thank you, Tina. May I have another?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
This is Angel.
And we're back from a little bit of a break.
Well, it wasn't really a break. I mean, we got hit by a pretty good snowstorm.
Right, and we had a little bit of suffering from mental illness, something that I even got some emails about from certain people because they were listening to last week's episode. And it's one of the reasons why Sangamont is not on today's show, because she's still suffering from a little bit of this mental illness.
Mental illness?
A lot of people were complaining about how they were going mentally insane and losing all senses because of something known as Moves Like Welker.
Oh, right, yeah.
Great song.
Don't play it.
Don't play it. Or
they're talking about suing
break
us
your
because of that.
Phone.
They're talking about suing
I'm
us.
I'm going to get it.
No.
Who are you now?
No.
Yeah, I bite.
Nope.
Ask all the girls I've dated. I might.
God damn it. It's not even 5 minutes in and we're already fighting. Get off the fucking phone. Anyways,
we've fully recovered from that, thankfully. Except for, like I said, Sagnamont. She's still kind of little because that stupid nose like Welker. And she's a hardcore Patriots fan, and even that affected her.
Yeah, well, that if that was Adam Levine, I'm sorry. That's really bad.
No, that was not Adam Levine.
I know, that wasn't Adam Levine.
He kept saying it was Adam Levine.
That's what it says.
Nope, that's bullshit.
That's a lie.
It's nice selling Adam Levine if he had his testicles crushed by, like, one of those little lobster...
Walnut. Yeah, thing.
Crusher things.
No.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to start off with video games today.
Yes, some good video game demos... No! Stop him!
Seriously.
Stop it.
Yep.
No, stop it.
Well, he has to stop making fun of my songs.
All right.
Because it's a real song, and you
it's
know
crap.
What? It got 12 million views.
Bullshit.
Do I have to pull it back up?
No. For God's sake, no.
Anyways.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean other people don't.
What?
I think those 4,000
This big asshole just played a little while ago is UFC Undisputed 3. What did you feel about the game, Anvil?
It wasn't too bad. I actually liked the UFC version. The Pride version was a little bit different. But,
well, in the demo, there are four fighters, two for each mode. For the UFC mode, you got John Bones Jones and Anderson Silva. And you got, in Pride mode, Quentin Ramsey.
Which really gets me, because they're not in the same weight class.
Even though they both stay 205.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
But Pride modes, you got Quentin Rampage Jackson and Wanderlei Silva. And... as everyone knows, Pride Mode, it's always fought in that beautiful Super Saitama Arena in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, that thing's ugly.
Well, the other cool thing is that it's in the, it's also in a boxing ring instead of a, you know, a cage.
Right.
Which I think they probably should have converted by now, but I guess they're just used to it. I guess tradition and whatnot.
Well, Pride's not around anymore.
UFC bought them out.
They bought them out, but can't they still use the whole concept of Pride? No.
You see, that's what I'm thinking is going to be happening.
I mean, that's what they did with Strikeforce. Is that a problem? What the hell? You know?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because UFC 144 is going to be held at the Super Saitama Arena in Tokyo. And it would be really cool if Dana White like announces that they're going to be bringing back Pride.
Yeah, that's true.
Because why would they bring pride into UFC Undisputed 3 if they weren't going to announce something like this?
Well, I mean, it's a classic. And you know, that's where a lot of our names like Chuck Liddell and stuff came from.
Yeah, Miracle Pro Cop.
Let me make a quick argument. I've just checked this up. Anderson Silva is the middleweight title holder for me at 185.
Okay.
They put him as a light heavyweight.
At
205, fighting in the same category as John Bones Jones.
Like I said, maybe it's just for the demo. I'm not. And it was the only way for it to work.
Yeah, but they could have put anybody else. There's a lot of good guys in that weight class.
Yeah, but those are two like of the big names that are out there.
Yes.
I guess I would like to see them actually go against each other, but seeing that
there would be a good match.
There's a difference in weight class.
I'd prefer to see GSP versus Anderson Silva, though.
Yeah, of course, but.
And they're one weight class apart, you know, as well.
It's just for the demo, Anvil.
This is a video game.
Still, I'm
when it comes out February 14th, you can have your George St. Pierre versus Anderson Silva.
Maybe, if they allow it like that.
Actually, because of the fact that when you're looking at the setup, you're able to switch over the bars and whatnot, so it looks like you're going to be able to probably have inter-class, you know, fights and stuff like that.
Yep.
Which would be pretty sick. I'd like to see someone get one of the big guys up there to verse one of the featherweights. That'd be hilarious.
Like the old days?
Yeah, like the old days. Like, back in the day of UFC, before Dana White, it was brung what you brung, basically.
I wouldn't be too surprised.
Just come in with, even if you're wearing shoes, you could come into the ring and fight. It was just that style of fighting.
Probably in Pride mode you could do that.
Man, I'll never forget Tank Abbott. No, yeah, it was Tank Abbott versus Royce Gracie.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Oh man, those were the days.
Yeah. Now, I feel like the gameplay and control aspect of the game is so much better here than it was in Undisputed 2010.
Actually, yeah, very much so. I mean, I felt like, hey, I can actually control the guy. Look, I made the move, and he actually did what I was telling him to do on the screen.
What's this? A submission? And I'm actually learning how to hold him in it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, well, for the most part, it's I felt like it was still a son of a bitch trying to do the submission part with trying to chase the dot around the octagon, basically. they basically turned it into Pac-Man. But, I mean, for the most part,
but it's so much easier than last time.
It's so much easier to do, like, ground game stuff. I was able to actually get up off the friggin' ground while being, you know, while being pinned against the cage. I was like, holy crap, I can actually control the guy.
Yes. Remember the time that you and me fought? And
you wouldn't get up? I couldn't get the frig up.
I got up and walked to the other side of the cage, walked back, jumped him with a punch to the face and knocked him out.
Yeah, Superman punched me to death. So that was one of the things that I had an issue with UFC Undisputed 2. Uh-huh. That, you know, the controls were, but it feels like they've actually, you know, they're like, hey, okay, we've got good graphics, we've been able to do right movements with all the characters and stuff like that. Uh-huh. All right, we're gonna sit down, we're gonna look at how the control system works, and we're gonna reconfigure it and make it work. So I think they finally did it correctly this time.
Now, speaking of graphics, did you happen to notice when doing Pride mode that from time to time, if you were too close to the ropes would like just disappear for no apparent reason? I don't know if it was like a glitch or something.
I think that's only because of the fact that, you know, they're doing a camera view, and they want to give it to the point where, you know, if you're getting, well, depending if your back is against it or something like that, then maybe, I don't know, that might have been just a demo glitch. But,
right.
But for the most part, you know, like saying what their camera views and stuff like that, you don't want to get the ropes in the way while you're kicking the crap out of somebody.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to have that. So ropes are going to disappear when you're kicking somebody's ass. So
yes,
it's going to be that way.
Now, the voice acting in this game, I mean, you got Bruce Buffer, you got, you know,
sounds friggin' awesome, actually. Yeah. And I think they actually did a lot better on the actual announcing on this version.
Yes.
Because the old version, you felt like there was,
look at that punch. Wow, that was good. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no, this one's more detailed.
This one was like, damn, he got that Kimura going, but yet he kind of slipped on it and he got out into this and that. Like, it was free-flowing, and it went into what was actually going on in the actual fights. It wasn't like, you know, bam. Fuck is wrong with you? Oh, he looks sexy.
What the hell?
Anyways.
What the hell?
Well, that's sports, man. We're talking about that later, man.
I'm sorry. When things pop up on Facebook.
But what I love is they brought back everybody for Pride. They brought the original voice, the two voice announcers, because there was one that's the
guy.
There's
one that speaks in Japanese.
And then there's the woman who does, like, the cool Brazilian style in English.
Yes.
Like, does the whole rolling of the R's. Like, they call her the Crazy Pride Announcer. That's, like, her nickname. And she's so popular over in Japan that she's actually guested on, like TV shows and Japanese anime, just playing herself doing all the announcements.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. For this game and everything like that, to give you two separate options of just not just UFC, you get the Pride setup on there. So it's a great, you know, vastness of the MMA world.
Yes.
The other beautiful thing is if you notice in the UFC aspect, if you get to download the demo and play it and give it a try, because you got to give it a try. It's really that good.
Yeah.
But when you notice that you're doing the UFC, this one has more control of, like, the fighting styles and whatnot. Like, you can't do a lot of things that you would do in Pride, because when you go to Pride, you've got basically curb stomping. You literally, if the guy's down, you could give them a heel kick to the back of the head. That's how messed up it is. And of course, it also gives you a little bit of a background of how the actual Pride fighting is done. Like, I watched the videos and I was like, wow, this is awesome. This, you know, tells the people they haven't ever seen, like, an MMA match, and they're just trying this out just for the hell of it. And they go, wow, I did not know that. That's awesome. They have to fight, like, 2 days in a row or something like that, and then they're crowned a champion. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, holy crap, that's freaking amazing, especially when they were showing the Krokop videos. I was like, what, 7 knockouts and stuff like that? Yeah, so. But for the most part, I say this demo altogether, if I'm going to rate it right now, I would say a 9.5. It looks pretty damn sexy.
Yeah.
It looks damn good. I mean,
and look at the training modes that are going to be in this game.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of different training modes. I mean, right now, what I was wishing that they were going to do with this game was they were going to give it with the...
The women fighter?
Well, yes, the women fighters.
Well, we don't know if they're going to give them to us.
Well, I'm still kind of iffy about that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, maybe it could be DLC.
I think what they should have done was actually given it all together with UFC, Strikeforce, and Pride Fighting.
Yeah.
So you could actually fight as, you know, the lady fighters and whatnot. And
well, you never know. I mean, that could be part of career mode.
Yeah, too. It could. But I next mean, to that...
You know, you pick Chris Cyborg and put her in her own, you know, actual weight class and let her fight the men like she should
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Or he should be. Or it should be.
It. What... He, she, it, whatever. For the most part, I want to just say that I think they should have actually thrown the Kinect in with this game. Okay. I think they should have, because of the fact that they did so well with the UFC trainer
yeah.
game, that they should have actually been able to incorporate that in there. So mm-hmm. you should be able to actually feel like you're standing off with, you know, the fighters in the cage and whatnot. I don't know how you do the whole movement around the cage or the ground fighting
well,
or whatever.
Well, if there's anything set like Rise of Nightmares, you know, you put one step forward to move forward and one step back to move back. And then, you know, you
blocks eventually... and whatnot, yeah.
But how would you do submissions? That would be my question.
Submissions, that would be interesting, but that's the thing about Kinect. They've done a great job with it. I know that it can't read hand movements, but if there's a certain way to hold it, if it could read your arms locked or something along those lines, then it can show, you know, doing a submission move. But I believe that's probably what's working behind the curtain right now.
Like I think
just,
so, too.
They're probably just putting that together so they could go, okay, hey, we're going to try to put this as a Kinect game
right.
next time.
There have been some rumors about Xbox 720, some cool, some that I'm a little bit...
Is it
going to
be officially called 720 or 1080 or what?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Because even Microsoft
okay,
is
hold on.
Up.
It goes 360, 540, 720, 1080, 1260. are they going to really go along that line? I mean, I know PS1, PS2, but it's 3.
And PS4.
Maybe a PS4. I still don't think they're going to do that. I still don't.
There are rumors that there might
rumors
be...
Rumors are rumors, but I still...
Right.
They said... I remember specifically reading about the fact that they said that they weren't going to continue with the Sony PlayStation system, and they were going to create a totally different system.
Well, from what I heard, someone's supposed to be jumping out of the race.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Nintendo because
they've already got their system up, but I can't see Microsoft dropping out. There's no way.
Right.
Microsoft has been kicking ass and taking names with the Xbox system. They have way too many games.
Well, that's the thing. It's only been successful in America. In Europe, in Asia, Microsoft is dead last.
That's kind of funny.
But remember, these are all rumors.
Right. These are rumors.
Not all rumors are true. I mean, ready? Let's start a rumor. Blue has children with Chris Cyborg.
What? No.
See?
It's impossible.
That's wrong. I've never been down to Brazil.
Yeah, that's the only part that makes that impossible.
What the hell? But yeah, start shit like that.
But yeah, let's just...
I love you, bro, though.
Let's wait till...
I support you.
Let's wait till...
No homo.
Let's wait till E3 happens, see what they say, because you never know. But going back to UFC Undisputed 3, the demo, fantastic. I give it a 4.8 out of 5. And I can't wait to actually play the full version of it when it comes out February 14th.
I did not get...
I really enjoy the game. It's a 4.8 for UFC Undisputed 3.
Wait, that's out of 5.
Yeah.
What about 10?
We've always done it for 5.
We've done it for 5s on the podcast show for a while.
Oh. Well, fine. 4.5 then, for me. Jerk.
Okay.
I'm just so used to doing 10s when I'm doing my reviews.
Yes.
Now, I truly actually enjoy the game a lot more than the other ones. I really hope that they give us the chance to jump weight classes and, you know, to see where we could take it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see women's MMA in this because women's MMA is a big thing. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. Pride, I still think they need a little bit of work because it seems like they put all the effort in making everything easier. You know, jamming on the buttons and everything in UFC, but you're doing that in Pride.
Button mashing.
But I was able to...
Well, I remember, Pride was more of the intense version of MMA. So there was a lot more
going on. Yeah, and that's why a lot of people getting seriously hurt. Getting kicked in the back of the head by the spinal cord.
Yeah, and, especially the scary thing is a lot of their fighting styles, when you're on the ground, they could have you... I can't really recall what, you know, the position is, but they could be both down... face down, and one can lift up a knee and do a knee to the top of the skull. So it's like, that is definitely, like, dangerous, and you
can
kill somebody.
So basically, they took his back, and he just slid himself up and just drive his knee through the guy's skull.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you could do that to the collarbone, you could do it to the ribs while you're on the ground. Like, UFC, you can't really do that.
You can knee the ribs, but that's it.
You can really knee the ribs, but besides that, you can't do, like, an official knee to the head or anything like that.
Because I know I got taken to the ground, and one of them, in Pride, and... Vanderlei Silva runs up and, like, jumps on my face. I'm like, what? Luckily, I got up and knocked him out, but still.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped on my face.
Yeah, well, that was, like, EA's MMA game that they created there. Where
it was horrible.
You could do freaking Mortal Kombat moves. That's all ridiculous.
No, you're thinking of that other horrible one, the Supremacy MMA.
Oh, right. No. Supremacy MMA was the curb stomp one. That was...
That was disgusting.
That was... absolute crap.
That was a disrespect to MMA.
They didn't even have real fighters in the goddamn thing, so...
Right.
It seemed like they did a real shit job with that game.
Well, that's what happens when you trust 505 Games to do sports titles. I mean...
Ugh.
They were the ones responsible for that horrible Michael Phelps game, too. Where it seemed like they just spent more time putting six-packs and dudes in Speedos in actual gameplay.
Yeah, but that's the main thing that you need to have that equilibrium through the game. You got to have the whole setup where you're going from, you know, you got great graphics, but your controls shit. Okay, you got great controls, but your graphics look like crap.
Which
the story's okay, but nothing's working. Everything.
If it's like a downloadable title, you know, graphics can be.
Oh yeah, that's if it's an independent downloadable title and stuff like that. You know, that's to be expected. But at least they could fix that right there and then and send you downloadable content.
Yes.
But
I mean, look at the folks at Twisted Pixel. Like, their graphics are not always great, but they work well for what happens in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're downloadable titles.
But next to that, I still say that, you know, the game setup has been really nice on it.
Okay.
I don't know, but I really think, like, if you take that and you can play with Kinex, you're playing two-player mode, you actually seem to acting like you're beating the crap out of each other in real life.
Yeah.
It could really work.
Yeah, it could probably work.
Because of the... I mean, it's easy to sit there and push the buttons and whatnot, but to actually stand up and move around and throw a couple kicks, do stuff like that, you know, then it's like, holy crap.
You're playing an awesome game, and you're exercising.
Yeah, I know.
That is awesome!
Holy crap, America.
Hey, I lost 20 pounds on the UFC Undisputed plane. Thank you, Dana White.
I mean, basically, it'd be like when me and Blue, you know, are sparring, except Blue doesn't have to get hurt.
Yep.
Ow. I hate when he slams into the ground. Everything goes all, like, wooey. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can watch a video of that on our B3 webs for some reason.
Yeah, but I didn't get slammed down that hard. I'm talking about last time when we were at the TPS gym. And
oh, okay.
He kicked me. I fell over. And it just, everything went, you know.
And then I actually slammed
him. And I almost puked.
When I hip tossed him. Yeah. Or when I split his lip by punching him.
Screw you.
What?
Yeah, I know. You punched me in the face.
Oh, so that's where you got that cold sore from.
Cold sore?
That's not a cut. A cold sore. That's
know,
a cut.
I know.
When I hit him, it went straight in. And
dude, remember Pineapple Express? They were like, oh, God. Because remember the guy who plays Kenny Powers?
Let's move on. Let's not get into that.
Okay. So, there was a demo came out last week called For the Darkness 2. And sequel to the first Darkness game. And I'm a little bit confused because I thought in the first Darkness game, the character of Jackie died in it. Like, he got consumed by the darkness at the end.
Doesn't mean he died. He got consumed by darkness.
And the premise for this one, apparently it sounds like you gotta save your Aunt Sarah from being murdered by the Mafia, and you gotta use the power of the darkness once again, those creepy, what would you say, the like, snake creatures, dragons, because you played the demo for the first one, right?
Yeah, I remember playing for the first one. I never really got into the game itself, because I felt that, you know, darkness, you know, it was alright for the actual demo and whatnot to do the shoot-up aspect, but to throw in dark magic was just, I don't know, it's not my cup of tea, really.
Okay.
I mean, wait, the video.
You drink tea?
Yes, I drink tea.
You British ninny? Yeah, I beat you to it.
Actually, I'm Welsh. Anyways, but for the most part, I couldn't really see myself downloading the second one.
Okay.
I couldn't download the second one because I really couldn't care for the first one.
Alright.
But I definitely feel that with the game setup that it had, It would reach a lot of the other people's cup OT, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I want to go back to where you were talking about the whole graphics and control thing. Sometimes you got to need good graphics, need good controls. Mm. The whole next up we were just talking about. Because I feel like, in the demo for this, I feel like it's been reversed. Like, remember how in the first Darkness game where it was impossible to really see a lot because it was too dark?
Well, it's either too dark or they had too much of that fog or like the haze kind of like set up on the games.
Well, I feel like they fixed it and fixed the graphics in this game because you can see everything, no problem. It's got that really cool sort of cel-shaded like Borderlands type of look to it.
Yeah.
But the controls are a bitch.
Okay, how bitchy are they?
It's really hard to describe, but I feel like a lot of like the controls that they give you are too close together. Like, if you want to try to do one thing, but you accidentally push a button to another, and then you wind up dying because of it.
Okay. Mm. So between, like, what, running around and doing shootings? And
right, like, stuff? Instead of shooting, you wind up accidentally having the darkness try to eat some guy's heart.
Yeah.
And you wind up dying because of it.
Okay.
Like, the graphics are fantastic, good amount of gore, but the controls are just, it's very iffy. I wouldn't say bad, but they're iffy. It does seem like it's going to be a step up from the first one. I mean, I liked the demo for the first one. I didn't play the full version, so you can't take my opinion for being better than the first one because of it. But demo wise, but I feel like the second one, with it coming out February 7th, it looks like there needs to be a little bit more improvement in the control aspect of it before it, you know, goes gold and sent out.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yes, I was very wordy in that.
That's what I'm
sorry.
Saying.
Sometimes when you try to think of stuff, you ramble.
You sound like Mitt Romney versus Ron Paul. Now you do slap yourself twice.
Well, there was one other. It's an Xbox Live title that came out. And I don't know if it's any of your cup of tea, but
again, with the tea!
And you're French. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if it was
your baguette,
your glass of wine.
Yeah, that's fine. That works. I'll take that, Frenchie.
It's called Quarrel.
Quarrel?
No, it's not one of mine. I wouldn't like
and it. You and it's a game where it combines the map takeover aspect of Risk with the wordplay of Scrabble.
Oh, that sounds like an aneurysm.
So instead of...
Okay, it's enough that right now I'm playing Words with Friends next to the actual Risk game that they have on Facebook.
So combine those two.
To combine those two, because I always get screwed on the lettering down below and whatnot.
Yep.
Because of the fact I'm trying to create a word, and then I'm like, perfect, I got that word. And I look up, crap, I've got no way to put that word anywhere.
ScrabbleFinder.com.
No. I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. I like playing the game, and my brain needs to actually function.
I'm sorry.
Otherwise, I'm actually probably going to lose my brain probably by 30.
You don't have a brain.
I'm sorry. I don't know if she's going to listen to this episode, but Pink Taco, whenever I play Words of Friends with you, I have to cheat in order to come up with better words, and you still kick my ass at that game.
Do you know why? She pulls everybody in her entire company around her. All right, let's beat them. She has 50 men and women backing her. I love you, Pink Taco.
But how it's set up is, like, the person who makes the better word with the better, with the lettering, wins each round, and then that kicks the crap out of those.
Okay, so from the aspect of the Risk game, Risk is, okay, you put a certain amount of soldiers on that aspect of land, and then you roll dice, and whoever has the highest dice, or if they have the both of the same dice, whoever you're attacking, that person... that you're attacking, or if, you know, whatever, they will actually win that time because the dice are the same, unless you have an add-on to that, you know, that piece of land.
So instead of dice, you gotta spell out a word with the seven letters you're given. It's actually pretty cool, but...
That sounds like it's like, my brain hurts thinking about it. It feels like it's going to implode right now.
Here's a twist, though. The seven letters that you're given... If you're really good, you can actually spell out a word with all seven letters.
I've probably only done that a couple times now. Like, I created a word on there one time, and I was able to get it on, like, the right side, and it was called Jailer, and I got 114 points for that.
Right.
But for the most part, if I was able to probably do that in that game, I'd probably win the whole thing.
Yep.
But for me... So what's the name of this game again?
Quarrel.
Quarrel.
I had a blast with it. I think it's better than Words with Friends. Like I said, it's like...
Yeah, but I don't see it coming to Facebook anytime soon.
Yeah. But if you have Xbox 360, or I think it's out on PSN as well, it's a fun game. And it even will teach you if you make a word, it'll teach you the word that your opponent used in case you didn't know the meaning of it. You know, as a side-scroller, it's not... I wouldn't say it's an edutainment type of game, thankfully.
Why does it look like Stratego?
What the fuck?
I thought this was going to be a big map or something.
Oh, no. That's just like level one. When you reach up higher, the maps become bigger. And you can switch your characters around from space to space. And I had a lot of fun with it.
It looks like Mahjong or whatever the hell you call that.
Hold on. Mahjong?
Let me see.
I'm trying to actually look up a better picture or something like that because some.
Yes.
What the hell?
Those are your soldiers.
That's scary.
Well, there are different types of soldiers you can choose from. Those are just one of them.
Oh, they're well, aliens. You know what? Okay, well, this actually the first thing I see about the buy game part. It's only 400 points. Thank you for once. It's not going to be like an arm and a leg. As soon as it gets to anywhere from 800 points and up, it's like, really, why?
Unless, of course, it's like a really big game.
Yeah. But this one seems like it would be around that amount.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if this is going to end up becoming one of those games that might fall into Facebook or something like that.
Well, you never know. I mean, and it's from the same guys, UTV Ignition, the same guys who did that Swarm game last year.
All right, Swarm.
But it's a fun game. Fuckers. I've had fun with it. I'm going to give it a 4.6 out of 5 for the trial version, and maybe later on I'll just buy the Xbox points and download the full version of it.
And write a review.
Yeah.
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 Next. Right. I think I'm going to be stealing like something on this one. Remember how there's that concept that this guy explained the 3D aspect of movies lately?
Yes.
He says that basically it's like watching... a movie through a a fish tank that has, it's just cloudy water in it, and trying to watch the movie that way. That's basically what it was in this damn game, Call of Juarez. I can't remember
what I heard version. You can't even see your opponent's faces.
I can't even... I'm lucky that I have such a big screen that I'm able to do that because of the fact that... I was like, if this is on any smaller type of a screen, I wouldn't be able to see the goddamn guys. I mean, half the time when I was running up, I was trying to, well, do my paintball bunker aim and just, you know, pop guys like point blank and stuff like that. It was almost damn near impossible.
Yep.
The story was kind of interesting, I guess, but... I mean, even when I played, like, the other, this is the actual game, and I could only stand maybe about 7 levels of this, and then I got absolutely bullshit with the game, because it was crap. I couldn't stand it anymore. Yes. But when I tried out the other one, the other Call of Juarez, which is based in, like, Western, you know, shoot 'em up cowboy times and whatnot, it was... It also was another issue, like, when you're supposed to be running around to shoot certain aspects, you couldn't see a goddamn thing what you're supposed to be shooting at. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, great, make it a damn near impossible
game. I remember Angry Joe was talking about this, like, how horrible was it, you couldn't see you can't even see the faces on these people.
No, you couldn't. I couldn't make out if the guy had a mustache unless I got this point blank close to him with the gun, like, literally up to the person's face. I was like, oh, look! He has a mustache. I couldn't see that from, you know, 5 feet away. But, yeah, for the most part, the game sucked. Yeah.
Which is weird, because it was developed by... It's developed by Techland. The same dudes who made Nailed and Dead Island.
Oh, God.
I don't know how they could... You know what? Maybe it's Ubisoft's fault. Maybe they made him push it out.
I mean, if I was to show you the Call of Juarez, you know, actual... Yeah, that's what it was now, called. Call of Juarez Cartel. It was about basically drug, you know, aspects and whatnot. But for the most part, you know, it starts off kind of cool. There's like a chase scene and you're shooting at cars. But it didn't feel like it was fluid. Like when you're playing Call of Duty, right. It's fluid. If you're playing Battlefield, it's fluid. Like the guy's moving back and forth. Right. He's running. This one was like when you're walking forward... Your screen doesn't move. It doesn't move. Anything right. doesn't move.
And it's weird because Call of Juarez has been a really good series. Like the first two games that came out, the first Call of Juarez, and then its prequel, Call of Juarez Bound in Blood, they got great reviews. And I just don't understand how they could have fucked this up for the third one. Maybe it's because they brought it into the more present day setting.
Possibly.
They should have kept it in the old Western style, like in the previous ones.
Yeah, but I think there's only so much you can do with, like, the Western thing. I think it's been done. I mean, it's almost kind of like the same thing with World War II. I mean, that's been done so many times, it's not even funny. But for the most part, it's been one of those games that has really irked me. I was kind of like, wow, this is just the biggest piece of crap. If I looked at the end of this game and I played it myself, I probably would have been like, okay, you take this game back and you do it again.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but this is crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what I have to say about them. I don't want to give them any more.
Okay.
Call of Juarez sucks donkey dick.
Okay. Well, down thankfully, I gave you Driver San Francisco.
I'm hoping that makes up for it, because at least the demo was interesting where you're able to, you know... Do an out-of-body experience and drive right. other people's vehicles.
Well, Zero Punctuation put it as number 2. It's his best video games of 2011, and you know, knowing him, he hates a lot of games.
Yes.
So maybe you can make a nice little video review for that one with your little nice...
Hot peg system.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
All right. Sports time.
Sports.
That's what I would wait for. All right, everybody, so... Not too much time for the Sox to get ready to start up. We have less than a month before pitchers and catchers come. Unfortunately, we didn't wind up getting Roy Oswalt after we made him a pretty decent offer of $5 million, but he wanted to stay in the National League, and looks like he's heading to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Bastard.
But we did pick up former Mets pitcher John Main. So we'll see what happens there. Celtics have been on a tear lately after dropping a whole bunch of games. They've won... 5 out of the last 6, mm-hmm. including 2 against the Magic, where...
So do you think they're pulling what the Bruins pulled? Like, the starting of this season?
Maybe. And moving over to that, the Bruins are now in the All-Star break, where I personally love how the NHL does it. When it comes to the All-Star game, they draft. Zdeno Chara was a captain, and is his second overall pick, he took Tim Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then near the end, he took Taylor Sagan.
Oh, that was great.
But also, he brought back old friends Phil Kessel and Dennis Weidman.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yes. So it should be a good time tonight. They're going to have the skill drills. Tomorrow night is the All-Star game. I prefer the skill drills over the All-Star game myself.
And what is the skill drills?
Basically, what they do is they do trick shooting, like popping the puck over a bar and getting it into a little mini net that's probably about 8 inches wide.
Okay. Does that also do the glass dishes, too?
I'm not sure if they're going to do that this year.
Oh.
They do the speed drills, which, as we all remember last year, the best one was Tim Thomas versus Carey Price.
Yep. Yeah.
Took like 9 hours to get around, but it's okay. So, it should be a good time. I love the, you know, skill drills more than the games.
Yeah.
Just like when it comes to baseball, I prefer the home run derby over
the actual All-Star game.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you won't, you know, be risking having a 7-hour game that ends in a tie like what happened a couple of years ago.
Oh, don't remind me. But tonight, the B3 crew are going to be taking a trip down to Plymouth, Massachusetts to the Plymouth Memorial Hall for another great Cage Titans event. We'll be seeing our friends from Team Produlce Ray. They'll be there hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Matt from Get Punched.
Mm-hmm.
Rich O from Rich O's Photography.
Yeah.
A lot of great groups are going to be down there.
Cage Titans always puts on a great show.
Yes, they do. I mean, we've been to a lot of great shows.
Mm-hmm. Although, can I say, can you please pick a better band?
Hey, don't make fun of the music. They only play for a little bit.
Okay.
You're making fun of music.
Now, if you had come to the one with me back in June, you would have heard a phenomenal band.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who the hell they're playing tonight, but apparently there's another band.
Yeah. There's always a band.
Yep. Ba-bam, ba-bam, bang.
Band.
I heard it's a cover band tonight. And they're gonna go, "Sometimes when we touch."
Ah, no.
I'm gonna punch you in the face. No,
no, I was just kidding. But
it's alright. You know, I had to make a joke. It's probably another good band. You just didn't like them because of the acoustics in the arena.
That's probably it, too.
Now, when we were at the Union Hall back in June, the acoustics were really good. So I enjoyed the band was there a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make our way through. We should be doing an interview with TPS on some of the new stuff that they've done.
Yep.
Including their opening of a new gym. Well, actually, just a gym down there taking the Team Produlce Ray name in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's a big move, but we'll let them explain more to you guys soon.
Yes.
Now, what do you feel about NFL?
Shall we set up the scene a little bit here?
No.
Well, tomorrow night will actually be the All-Star Game, or Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl.
And the following week will be Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
Which will feature the weirdos, little girls.
New York Giants.
Hey, let me do my setup.
No.
I don't interrupt you.
Sure you do.
The little pansy asses who, you know... Quarterback is another one of the douchebag Mannings.
The pencil necks.
Again, the interrupting. I'm going to start interrupting you.
You already do that, dude.
No, because I'm involved in those. You're not involved in my setup.
Yeah, you are.
I've worked this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, shut up.
Yeah.
The more of, I'm a Manning, my daddy's a player for the Saints, and we're awesome, but you know... My neck is like a pencil and my head looks large and nobody likes me.
Nobody does like him.
Nobody does.
No. I don't think even his brother likes him.
Well, Peyton and Eli get along, but it's their other brother that doesn't like him.
Oh.
There's another one?
Oh, Cletus.
No. It's I forget what his name is. But he actually was a wide receiver until he got injured. And he never made it pro because of that injury. So, it happens.
Don't worry, he just makes money off his brothers.
Actually, I believe he's an artist.
So before we talk about the Super Bowl, what about the game that
All I got to was the freaking, you know,
No, Giants. You paused.
Yes, you paused.
Wow, so the Giants are playing themselves. Thank you.
The Giants are playing the Patriots.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, which now, of course, you threw it out there on me because you're a bitch. That's what I called it.
Okay. Anyways.
Y'all heard it, right?
No.
Next to that.
It was paused. You muted the mic just as soon as you said it.
Wow. And the other brother's name is Cooper.
Cooper Manning. Wow. That's a crap name.
Well, Cooper the Pooper.
Anyways.
But let's talk about the game that brought the Pats to the Super Bowl. Because that, my friend, was a nail biter.
No, it wasn't.
That was a pain in the ass.
It's just because, you know, Tom Brady sucked.
Well, he admitted it.
Yes, he did. And he promised to be better. It should have been a blowout. But it came down to the last play of the game. 11 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Baltimore Ravens line up for a 32-yard field goal from Billy Cundiff.
Yep.
And ball is snapped. It's down. It's up. And wide left!
Myra Kraft goes, I don't think so.
Actually, I like when somebody put that she blew the team a kiss. It's a pretty good one right there. I love you guys.
Boink.
He didn't get the laces all the way around. They blamed it on the guy that held it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Whoopsies. But,
I found the list here for the Pro Bowl. What do you think about the Pro Bowl?
Well, I like the guy that was supposed to start the Pro Bowl for the AFC.
And who is that?
Tom Brady.
But we've got Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh. You mean he's not going to go off and doing dirty things with girls today?
Or he's going to smash himself over a motorcycle again? Yeah.
Yeah!
No. Anyways. But I can see that there is a sprinkling of New England in here.
None of them are playing.
None of them are playing, really.
Because of the new rules. If you're in the Super Bowl, you can't play in the Pro Bowl.
Right,
because
you don't want to, you know, risk.
Because now, instead of it being a week after the Super Bowl, it's a week in between, which is better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the game should be decent. I won't watch it, because
you'll be sleeping and then got to go to work.
Well, yeah. Thanks, you know, for freaking reminding me.
Yeah, but you got the Super Bowl off, so shut up.
Super Bowl. You know, to celebrate my uncle's birthday.
Yeah.
Because his birthday is February 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Nice.
So, his claim, you know, he was happy in 01 when we won on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was sad because the last time he played the Giants was on his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yowzer.
Yowzer.
But we won our first title on his birthday.
Right.
He swore as a, you know, the Pats would give him a birthday present.
We weren't going to tell any different. Part of me wishes that it was going to be Pats 49ers, because it would have been cool to see like a big team from the 90s go against the big team from the 2000s.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. But Williams, the punt returner for the 49ers, fucked up.
Yeah.
But he's not their normal returner. Teddy Ginn Jr. is.
Yeah.
But he injured his ankle, so Williams went out there. Instead of getting away from a punt, it hit his leg. Giants scooped up him up, scoring a touchdown. And then over time, he did the same thing, leading to the game-winning touchdown.
Right.
And unfortunately, the poor man has received death threats due to the mistake.
Wait.
Yes.
This isn't the Oakland Raiders.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if you're playing for the Raiders and you fuck up, everybody's going to threaten you. No, actually, Raiders will actually kill you.
Yeah.
49ers and everywhere else, but they'll just threaten you.
Since this might be one of the first games in a while where we can actually talk about our predictions before it actually airs.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Super Bowl 46?
I'm going last, but I am the sports director. Why don't you go first, Ducky?
Okay. So, yeah, I understand it's going to be a rematch between, you know, the Pats and Giants for that last game where we did lose. I know that there will be some challenges with the Giants. They have a good offense. They got a decent defense. But I think I want to call this. I'm not going to say the score, but I'm going to say
Pats by 2 field goals.
So 6 points.
6 points.
Well, you know, there's a lot of other ways to get to 6 points.
I know. There's three safeties.
Which score is impossible.
Score a touchdown.
And not fail on the two-point conversion. Because, you know, we got Gostkowski. He ain't going to miss a field. You know,
fail on a one-pointer. But, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
All right. What's your prediction?
Well, seeing that there was that minor F-up last time, I'm not going with the Giants. No, no way this time because of the fact that Brady is going to be awake and a lot of his players, you know, are going to be kicking ass and taking names. And I think the only other issue that we had last time was the whole aspect that they were saying, you know, it was basically the Watergate situation where people were cheating.
Yeah.
But, what?
Spygate.
Yeah, Spygate. I want to call it.
They were caught doing something that every other team does.
Yeah, it's BS.
No, you know? John Madden even said he used to do it.
So, sorry, but I think that there was something where that whole aspect came into it. If I can't remember what's his name, if he didn't drop that ball, we would have won that
Asante
game.
Asante Samuel.
If Asante Samuel, thank you. If Asante hit his hands Samuel. No. With the way he had it all set up, he had those in his. He just let it go through. I saw him move his hands.
And actually, remember Yumi jumped up to celebrate.
Yeah, like we thought it was all over with, and we had the game in the bag, and it was going to be number four. But I felt that after watching it, it looked like he gave up. Like they told him just to give up.
Well, remember this. Me and him jumped up to celebrate, and we had this evil, evil creature watching the game with us.
But she made cupcakes.
Really good cupcake, though. Who yelled, "Ha! He dropped it! You guys didn't win!" And we kind of didn't speak to that individual again.
Yes. He broke up with her. This is one of his, like, multiple evil ex-girlfriends. I don't think there's 7 evil ex-girlfriends. There's got to be, like, multiple. We can't. There's no number.
I don't think it's going to be a gender reversal. There's going to be no...
It's not going to be Scott Pilgrim. It's going to be Anvil versus the world.
No, it's going to be Stacey Pilgrim versus the world, and Stacey's going to lose the first round.
Yeah.
Wait. Can we have, like, Ramona Flowers, please? Come on.
No.
We all know...
No. I know she's hot, but no, yes. You can't have her.
No, you can't have her.
You can't have her.
Nope.
Can I have Colombiana?
Yes, you can.
Yes! I love Zoe Saldana.
She's so hot. Now... Gronkowski.
Gronk! Yes. There was that many injury, but right, they feel like it's not going to be an issue.
Alright. Unfortunately, a mouth got opened last night. Retardedly. You know the rules of the Patriots. Don't say a word.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, Gronk's dad talked.
Why? Why would he do that?
I don't know. And the team's like, oh man, we're going to have some trouble now.
They might have to hang Gronkowski's father right now. Like
Gronk's dad told the media it was a high ankle sprain.
Son of a bitch!
That's TMI. TMI.
Exactly.
And this is not like one of those, TMI joking one. This is like, no, this is serious TMI.
Because myself as an athlete can tell you, a high ankle sprain is something that takes about 6 weeks to heal. He's got 2.
Ow.
Now Gronk, he's a tough competitor. Now
you see him, dude. He freaking built like a brick shit house.
I've done it before. I know Blue has done it before. It hurts, but we can push ourselves to work through a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's one game. I think he can push himself and be very productive because he did come back in that game.
Yes, he did.
Just puts it on ice. He's good.
Yeah, as long as he keeps that rest in and not forcing him into practice, I think he can get to about 85%.
Okay,
which.
And 85% Gronkowski is still better than most.
It's still more. Exactly.
It's still 120%, basically. That's ridiculous.
He's going to Gronk you.
Yeah.
I call him the Gronk's keeper.
Yep.
Come on, didn't you hear the parody they made for him?
For
No. You'll like this. Because we will Gronk you. And then it shows a picture of him spiking the ball.
Mm.
It's pretty good. And then the very next one, when they sing it, was when he dragged the player and busted out and ran for the touchdown.
Okay.
You know, they actually, the welcome one I like, and a lot of people do, the gronking one's a lot funnier. Because they actually played it in properly.
Right. Okay. So, as some people might know from, if you've been following me on Twitter, I've...
You're on Twitter?
Anyway.
Blue is too.
No, I'm not. I was forced on that one. You still damn you, write. Panda. Damn you.
You still have to write.
No, I'm not writing. I'm screw that. Like, she, no, she owns it. No, she has it. I don't have a thing to do with it. So she could call me Blue Balls for all I care. I don't give a shit.
Hey, Panda, can you write that he's going to the Cage Titans event tonight? So all his followers know?
So we did a little something. We did a little bit of a Super Bowl challenge with one of our band friends.
There's going to be fisticuffs.
One of our good band friends from Toronto, Canada, Hunter Valentine.
Hunter.
They have been rooting for the Giants.
All right, can I tell the prize since I'm the one that gets stuck on this one?
Yes.
All right. So Duck issued a challenge that if the Giants beat the Patriots, I have to cook for Hunter Valentine.
Yep.
But when the Patriots win, they have to cook for us.
Right, because Laura is a pretty damn good cook. If you've ever typed in Hunter Valentine Laura cooking into YouTube, you can see a bunch of the shows that she's done, and she's pretty talented.
And as we all know, I'm the cook in the group here.
Right.
And if it wasn't for being allergic to fish and eggs, I would have went to culinary school.
I'm second.
Yeah, he's second.
You know, he works with me pretty well, you know. He's my sous chef.
Yeah. What's that?
Sorry, he has a very scary picture of a kitty. It's a Hello Kitty.
That's wrong. Anyways, go.
So
we're trying to. We can't figure this out, can we? Can we not figure this out? Where like if our side wins, what the hell are we gonna eat? Like, what would they cook for us?
I think we can give them some suggestions.
I hope so, because you know, as we all know, I'm a very picky eater.
Yep.
But you know, we won't go too crazy either.
Yep.
Just like I know they won't go too crazy.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yes, we cooked this, McDonald's.
Anvil, we got you chicken nuggets.
Yes!
So happy.
So, it should be interesting. When it happens, whoever wins or loses, there'll probably be a video that will feature the cooking.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yes. And also, there is another video up on our Facebook. Well, there's one from the Cage Chinese Media event of us being around there and stuff.
Yeah.
And then me and Blue decided we're going to horse around inside the cage.
Yes.
And of the course, duck.
Yes. I'm in jeans. I know. Shut up.
So the duck's like, I'm going to record this. And we had no idea. So we were just having a little bit of fun. Blue was actually better.
Sadly, we were mooning people too at the same time.
Hence allegedly. Hunts the parental advisory and Barney Gumble pictures that are featured in it.
He never took the parental advisory off, even when showing the front of me.
Yeah, that's true. I think we should have kept it on, like, the whole time.
It's like parental advisory is wrestling.
Dude, it took me the same amount
how many
of time...
How many hours did it take you to do?
The exact same amount of time it would take you to beat Kane and Lynch 2.
That's about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, yeah.
Yep.
Well, nobody told you. Everybody can look at our butt cracks.
No, I said I needed that blanked out. I'm sorry, but
that's
I...
That's why I did it.
Okay, hold on. There's a part where when I was able to knock him off balance and get on top for 1 second. Whoa. Not that way, you sick fuck. And I was trying to grab his arm, and then I hear, ah! And I went, oh god, I just booed somebody. Fall over! So I just, like, I gave up, and then I was just like...
He's lying. I overtook him.
Yeah, okay. More like, I just fell back, because otherwise I would have tried to grab your arm.
Watch the video. You can see me overtake him. And then... When it's all said and done with you, we're all hanging out, and Michael, the owner of Cage Titans, who is a former fighter himself, decided, you know, we're talking, you know, he's like, yeah, you want to hop in? I said, okay, let's do this, and we wrestled a little bit, and you know what, he beat me.
Not once!
But he beat me twice, okay? Nice. But you know what? He's better on the ground. I have a lot of work to do.
That, and he's skinny.
Yes.
I actually had his back at one point, and my legs were too big to slide in for underhooks. And then there's another part I had him in a choke, but yet he was so small he slid right through my giant arms.
Yep.
Which, if you watch the video, you could actually be like, hey, is he choking him? And then you see the head pop out and him grab me.
Yeah, and then him get up and do his little, yay! He did his little dance, and it was hilarious.
Unfortunately, when he choked me the second time, I couldn't catch my breath to go for a third round.
Yeah.
And actually, I couldn't swallow.
Well, that's all he said. He said, "That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got."
Yeah. He's like, "I can't do it anymore."
Yep.
But I mean, yeah, you can you pop on b3crew.com, and then it's like the first or second one right now that you can actually pop on and watch the video and enjoy and.
It's a good laugh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, we all had fun doing it, so.
Yep.
I was saying about a B3 logo on my ass, not friggin' Barney, but you had to do it. You had to do it.
I don't know how that Okay, so I type in censor bar, and like one of the first pages on there is a picture of Barney Gumble. I don't know how that happened. I'm like, okay, that's too funny and random not to use.
At least I got parental advisory.
Yeah, I mean, at least you were like a CD case. Mine was like, I've got a Simpson character on my ass.
A John Simpson character?
Yes.
Is my bear up there?
Yeah.
So
it's in his burp mode, too. It's like,
damn it. So really soon we're going to have some more videos going up. And also, like I said previously, the three of us are going to be leaving very shortly, actually. Because it's about 10 past 2 right now. We're leaving within the next... about 45 minutes.
Food. So maybe we should quickly move on to movies.
Hey, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to explain what we're doing.
Yes.
Thank maybe. You.
No.
We got plenty of time. We have 45 minutes.
Get in the van.
So, we're going to be heading down to Plymouth for Cage Titans.
Yeah.
I know we already said this towards the beginning.
But we got to remind you again.
So, if you're watching live, come and join us. You know, we'd love to meet you guys. You know, hang out, watch some great fights.
Yep.
A couple of our friends are going tonight, Jimmy Davidson and Peter Barrett. So come show them some love. And you can make some jokes towards Peter Barrett. And if you have Richo's photography on Facebook or Peter Barrett himself, you can see his weigh-in photo, which is absolutely comical. Way to go, Peter. Spider-Man all the way. So let's move on.
Okay, shall we do a quick oh for fuck's sake?
Let's get all involved in this one. Hold on.
No.
Let's do it again.
Right. Oh for fuck's sake.
Alright, so we were watching the movie Contraband, and movie MR good. MR very good.
Very good, very good.
Very, very good. Yeah. Except this woman. She brought in her kid. I'm not going to mention anything else about the kid. Brought the kid.
She has issues too.
No. I don't care.
Kids, no matter what the kid
all
wants,
kids have
it's
issues.
A woman.
I don't care.
It's this woman.
Now, I remember when I was younger.
Can I do it?
No.
When we get to the part, I'm going to act like her.
No. I thought it actually was my mother's friend from when I was younger, because when I was younger, I went to go see Toy Story. And we went with a group. And it was fantastic, unless you were sitting right next to my friend's mother, which was like this. The whole time in the movie. So.
Wait, what? How did that go again?
Shh, no.
There was a little bit of that, too. And of course, me being a little kid going, oh, son of a bitch, why can't I ever enjoy a movie? But this is what I've been dealing with. I don't know if it's because it's just whenever I go to the movies. I mean, at least when we were at Haywire, not as much crap happened.
Well, actually, it's pretty quiet. So
yeah,
I really enjoy that movie.
It was really quiet, and I could enjoy the movie. But it just seems like we went to go see, you know, Contraband, and we our favorite seats are right in the mid back, like top row mid back. That's we like to be able to see the whole theater and see the screen, and that's it. But I'm telling you, like this woman is sitting on the far right side near the step area, and all you're hearing. Well, wait. I'm hearing him on my left side. Normal breathing, I'm used to that. And then all of a sudden I hear, on the right side.
Oh, God damn it.
Not only that, when she was, you know, snoring and stuff like that, I was hearing this other weird slurping type sound too. It was like And you're like, what the fuck is going on over there? But, you know, that was the thing. Trying to enjoy the movie, trying to, you know, watch Mark Wahlberg do his acting and whatnot. It was one of those things that I just wanted to take my icy and hock it across the room and just hit her in the head. But, of course, her kid, I couldn't do it. It was just one of those things. But, for the most part, yeah, it was one of those bad situations. Like, I've been in the situation where I've been sitting in the movie theater, and just shit had just gone on. And, I mean, okay, like, there's one time when the first time I sat in the movie theater and I watched Saw.
Oh. Dude, there's the Saw. That's all you need to say.
No, it's not that.
Really?
There's this one time where the guy, when the main character, you know, the doctor, he cut his foot off, and he's getting dragged and stuff like that. So he's sitting there, he's pulling it, and all you're hearing is, I can't remember if you're hearing screaming
or
laughing. That's who. But next to that, there's this one guy that's laughing. And when he's like, I'm going to go save my family, all you hear is, he's going to go save his family. And they're like,
it's like that Family Guy character. I see what you did there.
It was really bad. Like, my friend and I were sitting next to each other, and we kind of just, like, cringed at the same time. We were like, that was scarier than the movie.
Wait. So I get to tell the absolute worst. Me and my buddies went to the movie once, and we're hanging out, and there's this woman and her friends, like, they're talking about their diet that they're on.
Yeah.
And
Ron.
They're talking about, like, one of the women was like, yo, I'm trying laxatives.
Oh.
Wait, but this is what you hear the entire time. It's a farting. And you start smelling this god-wretched smell, and we're in one of the smaller movie theaters. Alright, and this woman was wearing white pants.
God, no.
The duck already knows where this is going.
Yay!
Because this woman ate laxatives before a movie and didn't leave.
Why would you do that?
The smell was what she did in her pants.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No!
That's why you get Huggies with laxatives.
He walks back at me and goes, I to make one more fart. I mean, people, please! Don't shit yourself in a movie! Don't fall asleep in a movie!
What I have to say is listen to the Lorax.
Yes! Listen to the Lorax.
Don't they want to hear in a movie theater the occasional cough or sneeze?
Or breathing, at least breathing, so we know people are alive around us.
And the actual movie itself.
That, and you know what? I don't care if I hear you pouring your candy in your hand or reaching your bag of popcorn. That's cool.
That's cool, but not when you're sitting there with the plastic and you're going,
oh, man.
Yeah. That one I will totally Superman punch somebody in the back of the head.
Or when you're with your girlfriend and you cut a hole in the popcorn and she's reaching.
No, not that. You do that in the back, way back there.
And the one that really annoys me, though. That one guy that during the movie knows every song of the movie, and you're sitting there and it's like, you know, movie comes on and MC Hammer comes out, and all of a sudden you hear, you know, Can't Touch This, and he's like, Can't Touch It, no. It's like, dude, really? MC Hammer does a pretty good job with that song. You only sit in your seat singing and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck you!
But just for this, oh, for fuck's sake, more or less, I have to say, damn you, woman, for snoring. I'm sorry. Well, I've had that happen to me a couple times now. Like, where people, literally, you pay money, right? You pay, what is it, $10.25 now to see a movie if it's not before the matinee time?
Yep.
So you're paying $10.25 to go sit in a theater in public. That's considered public. I don't give a shit if it's on private property. That's public.
Yep.
You are in public sleeping and snoring. And this person had some serious sleep apnea because they would snore. And then they stopped breathing. I could tell they stopped breathing, and I said, just keep holding your breath so I can enjoy this fucking movie. But for the most part, no, it just kept going. And I just, when you get to that point where you want to strangle people, that's when you have to leave the theater. But now, at least, wait, I think I still got it. Hold on. I suggest what you do is you go to the front desk and you get one of these things. They're called the AMC cards. And what you do is it has a phone number on it, so you can call the fuckers at the front desk and have them go in and wake their ass up. So make sure you get one of these.
Or if it's a dude, walk up and Superman punch him in the face and quickly run before he wakes up.
Yes, but where she was sitting at the steps, I wanted to throw her over.
Yeah, but unfortunately due to the child.
I don't give a crap. I would have thrown him with him, too. So, but for the most part, Contraband. Let's get into Contraband. Contraband was a damn good movie.
Oh, it was an amazing movie.
It was pretty freaking good, and Mark Wahlberg has done it again, I guess.
I think it might have been the best movie he's done.
I still think in this setup, they still should have just done the Brazilian job, because it's basically, that's what the movie was.
Yeah. But I like the whole aspect of it. And then at the end, when they tricked you a little bit, I'm like, what?
What?
Huh?
No.
No. Bum, bum, bum.
But they had an awesome cast in this.
Ooh.
Besides Mark, stop that.
But yeah, so basically, Mark Wahlberg used to be a problem solver, you can call him. You know, you needed something moved, he could move it.
He's a problem-solving smuggler.
Basically. There we go.
So, what he used to do, it didn't even show what he used to do. It just started off with his brother-in-law that was on a boat, and the port authorities got called on that boat, and they had to dump the stuff. You know, so apparently we didn't know what the stuff was until they finally explained it. It was cocaine. But for the most part, you know, they were trying to smuggle stuff in, which that gets into the issue where who forced him into doing it. Why don't I see him here?
Ben Foster's character.
No, it's Giovanni.
Oh, you're talking about that person.
Yeah, Giovanni told his, you know, brother-in-law to get it done. But yeah, you do have Ben Foster in the movie. You got Kate Beckinsale. You got a kind of an almost an all-star character, you know, cast here and whatnot. They did a great job with this movie. But it also kind of gets to the point where it's like, you know, where were they trying to go with this movie? And when you finally figure it out, because when I watched the commercial, yeah. I was like, all right, hold on, they're smuggling, but where does this bank truck robbery come into play? And then they finally show you what happens, and yeah, it was damn near interesting. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but when they did the gunfight scene from the bank robbery, I was definitely impressed with that. Especially because they had armor-piercing rounds.
Oh, man.
That was pretty sick. They were putting bullets through everything and hitting everybody, basically.
This is one of those movies I can't wait for it to come out so I can see it.
Yeah, I mean...
Again?
Yeah, put it on DVD and just, you know... That, like, I have kind of like my wall of, like, awesome movies, basically, where I put them up on the wall and that's where I keep them. Like, I bought the special edition Wanted version. That's up on my wall. You know, I have a couple of those ones that I like and put up on the wall. And... You know, once in a while, I just take them down and watch them again because they're like, damn, that was just an awesome movie. They put it together correctly, you know.
Yeah, we'll get bored from time to time. We'll grab a bunch of food and stuff, chill back, and just throw in some of the great movies that we truly enjoy.
Yep.
I think that's my main problem right now on Netflix. I've watched almost so many movies that I'm like, I just got to watch another one of the movies that I liked in the first place. So I've just been watching that, and I haven't been able to find any of the new ones that have been that interesting.
By the way, you were right on the ball about Tucker and Dale versus Evil. That was a riot.
Hilarious.
Although you liked
it. Yeah, we know.
We had to. Intentionally did it.
Okay.
He looked at me, and we both started laughing when your back was turned. Oh, man, that was comical. I was waiting for him to actually say something about that.
Yeah.
But anyways, but with Contraband...
Are you sure this is my finger? Oh, yeah, I'm actually positive.
Oh, I remember painting it.
But for Contraband, I'm going to have to give it out of 5, 4.8. 4.8 sounds about fair.
Yeah, it does.
It's a goddamn woman snoring in the thing, but that didn't have any effect on my score here. It's just Contraband, you know, all in all, that was a damn good movie. They put together a great cast. The story is, you know, it seemed like it's been done before, but, you know, they put their twist on it. Especially, couldn't believe that, you know, like they were doing one part where they kind of sabotage the ship and whatnot, and it almost ends up crashing into the docking area of the canal, which was pretty crazy part of the actual movie.
Oh man, you're sitting there at the edge of your seat. Oh,
you're like, oh crap, just stop the boat already! but yeah, next to that, it's kind of like one of those cute, kind of crazy movies to watch, even though IMDb's got it at 6.8. I can't really follow them anymore because there's too many critical aspect douchebags on there now.
And then you have people that are just bored. You know what?
You know what? I didn't like this, but I see it, but bam. There you go.
It's like, I don't like Mark Wahlberg 1.
Yeah. So let's talk about the other movie we got to see. Haywire.
Yay!
Starring Gina Carano, Channing Tatum, Michael Douglas, Antonio Banderas, Ewan McGregor, and Bill Paxton.
Why'd you just try to go with a Scottish accent while saying Ewan McGregor?
Shut up, you.
Because I was in Renton mode for a Trainspotting character.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the movie Haywire follows this woman named Mallory. She's like a freelance covert operative.
Gun for hire.
And she's betrayed by her, I wouldn't say her own people, but the people.
By her company.
But not the people that she closely worked with.
By the head of the company. Who is actually her ex-boyfriend.
Yep. So she's not trying to clear her name because no one really knows that this is going on.
Mm.
But she's trying to get to the higher ups before this can be leaked out and her good name tarnished.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. Gina Carano, for being somebody who is pretty new to acting, I think she did a great job. So I'm happy.
Yep, I think she did. This is just your run-of-the-mill action type of film, but it's got style.
Yes.
Steven Soderbergh is known for style. Not to mention when he teams up with the composer David Holmes, who, if you've ever listened to his Let's Get Killed album.
Yeah, Let's Get Killed.
Great album. He always brings an extra dose of, like, cool espionage to any sort of film that they work on together.
Well, you have to, like, this is different than any other movie we've ever seen. Except the female is playing that character that's usually by a male in every other movie.
Right.
So it automatically makes it different.
Okay.
Because we don't see females getting that kind of role.
Especially the types of fighting that you see in this film.
Exactly. But her being an MMA fighter, it makes it better.
There was a good amount of realism in the fighting. Now, I do have a little bit of an issue with the rating, and I'm not the only one who believes this. I mean, I'm even looking at IMDb, the person that does the whole grading of it, like, the parental guide, even he believes this. This was a PG-13 film, but it was R.
Well, it happens.
I don't get it. Like, Anil and I were discussing it. He was going, well, maybe it's because it was a woman being shown.
Getting beaten
and stuff. But Mr. and Mrs. Smith was also PG-13.
Look, you spent like 2 hours trying to prove me wrong on this movie.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through it again.
Oh, animal cruelty. Oh, my God.
I'll throw you out a window.
My dog Skip would have been rated R because Frankie Muniz kicks his dog. And
I will throw you out a window.
No.
Police brutality. Every superhero movie ever made.
He punted the dog, didn't he?
Is he going to continue with this?
Yes, he will.
No, I'm done.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, with the movie set up, they kind of didn't really hold back on the punching of a woman in the face. It just, Gina Carano was taking, like, those were skull-cracking shots that she was taking.
She's used to the real parts. Stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, when they were doing the actual...
Listen, when you fight, after fighting Chris Cyborg, nothing, you know, phases you anymore.
Yes.
All right, well, who wants to talk about the story aspect of this?
Well, for those, some people might be confused by the trailer, but the story's kind of told, half of it was a flashback.
Yeah.
Because you see Gina Carano beat up her friend, played by Channing Tatum, and, like, not take a guy, he wasn't taken hostage.
Who?
The person who, get in the car, which car's yours?
No. See, that was the thing when Channing Tatum was, like, beating the crap out of Gina Carano. Yes, there we go. There was the part where the character jumped on, you know, his back. His name is Scott, played by Michael Angarano. He's been in so many movies, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
but yeah, for the most part, that was the kid from Forbidden Kingdom. All right, now I remember who he was.
Yes.
But for the most part, he was... he jumps on him, and, you know, they put a bullet in the guy. Well, not, no, they didn't put a bullet. Gina caught a bullet. That's basically what it was. And they ran off and whatnot, and they got into his Mitsubishi Galant or whatever the hell it was, and they drove off, and they were trying to get away and whatnot, but they had a couple of roadblocks they had to deal with.
Yep.
Of course, I didn't really see what came that they hit, you know. I didn't think that was going to happen. I was just like, wow, they're in the middle of the woods. What could ever happen in the middle of the woods while backing up? Yeah, never mind. No.
Damn.
I'm not gonna ruin that.
It's too funny.
It's too funny to ruin and whatnot, so yeah, it's a good little aspect.
It's a good little joke from Steven Soderbergh. It's like, hey, you know what would be funny, what the audience would never expect to happen? Hey, that's a good idea. Let's put it in there.
Well, anyways. They were explaining most of the movie through that aspect until they got caught. And then they finally went from the past to the present, and they filled it in from there. So you were able to actually watch it. And I was surprised that, you know, they were able to get Michael Douglas in on this and all the other characters. But I was still kind of still a little pissed off because I could tell that there was a voice change thing that they did with Gina.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, this has been in the news. What they did was she went into, like, the voice, you know, the recording studio to try a couple of voices to make it a little bit better.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, with her doing the, I felt like they could have, if her voice acting was that bad, I don't think they should have,
they should have really done that scene over then.
I mean, yes. But from what she was sounding like, you know, when she was moving and doing her movements and stuff like that, it sounded different. Like, you know, it was a little bit weirder, you know? I think that was probably my only, like, quarrel with the movie.
Because usually her voice is, would you say, a little bit perkier?
Yeah. Her voice is a little bit perkier. Not squeaky, like somebody said in the car, of kill you.
No, fuck you. I met her. I know.
It's not squeaky.
Yes, it is.
Kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bring it.
I've watched enough interviews about her. Yeah, no.
Listen. Take it from somebody that knows.
Well, anyways.
You want to fight?
No.
Yes.
Good. You want to fight? Okay.
No.
No, you just said, yeah, let's go.
I was listening.
Okay. There's people who want to answer us.
Nobody wants to answer me. I don't like this.
So, I felt like the story pacing was good. Acting was pretty well done. Fight sequences were great.
There was a little bit of grab points. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Get me on the run scene. When she's doing her running bit, don't you think they could have been playing some music?
Maybe.
Been awesome.
They could have done a couple little awesome soundtracks in there. There were parts of the movie that were silent at the moment. Like, they seemed kind of like there was nothing in the background to fill in the ambience.
I mean, they were running through people and you didn't even hear talking.
Yeah. People were like, huh? Oh. Huh? What?
You know, at least have somebody like, what the fuck? You know, something like that, you know?
Yep.
Not son of a bitch.
But, all in all, I really like this movie.
I think they did a pretty good job. I think
the fight scenes were fluid. Because of her fighting capabilities, those were a hell of a lot more fluid.
And, of course, Channing Tatum's been doing, you know, fight movies for a while. He could take a hit. So they were actually fighting it out.
Yeah.
So,
I think that was another good aspect to the movie, too. But, yeah, no, what are you going to say, Duck?
I would probably give this movie maybe like a 4.3 out of 5. Because, like you mentioned, a bit of a dry parts. It wasn't like how in the movie Drive. Like, there was, I won't call them dry, there were slow parts. But they fit with the character development. I felt like in Haywire, like, the dry parts could have been actually brought up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.5.
4.7, because Gina Carano is very hot. I'm sorry.
Well, if we're rating this on Gina Carano...
We'd all be giving him 5.
I'll give it a 10.
I'll give it any number.
100.
Mm-hmm. But giggity, for the most part... Giggity, yo, especially that triangle choke.
Are we
all saying that not one of us had a thought about that triangle choke last night?
She can put me out anytime she wants to, alright? I would be glad for that.
As long as it's a triangle choke.
As long as a triangle choke...
She can do a reach around.
Shit out of me, I don't give a damn.
Come on, reach around.
Yeah. What? No. That's wrong. Anyways, for the most part, yeah, with the, with this movie, yeah, I felt, you know, they kind of threw a funny spin at, you know, certain parts, but also, it was damn good. It was just it came together. It worked. So I'm kind of hoping that we kind of see her throw in kind of another like Bourne series, or you know, or somebody said that she was going to be the next Jason Statham.
I think she could be the next Jason Statham.
Go to IMDb.
Well, they don't usually move that fast. It's usually you have to give it at least like a month or two until you find out what the hell they're doing.
I know she's not doing any movies. Maybe she might be getting ready to go back into the cage.
I'm hoping she's getting ready to go back in the cage because of the fact that, you know, it's kind of getting tiresome.
I love that pick, though. Yeah, they got nothing listed.
Yeah, they got nothing listed as of right now, but I'm kind of getting, you know.
I mean, when was her last fight? Go back up.
Oh.
Let's see. No, a little further down. Right there. Cyborg. Damn. 2009?
Yeah, that was 2009. That was like 3 years ago.
Wow.
But that's why I've been wanting her to get back in the cage. But when you got Chris Cyborg, that was at the reins for a little while until this, you know,
steroids whole, thing happened.
Yeah, roids thing, which is bullshit, which, you know, all those people should be giving back their, you know, prompted, you know, awards for not losing and let them go back at it, because that was bullshit.
Yeah. Hopefully there'll be, like, some sort of tournament set up so they can, you know, give the championship to a proper female fighter.
Yeah. Now, I feel like if Gina got back into it, she'd go right back up the ranks, because that's
agreed.
How good she is.
All right. Agreed. Okay.
Next.
Well, actually, we've run out of time. We're over our limit.
Yeah. We're about an hour and a half now.
No. Okay, fine.
Fine. So, remember, visit our website at B3Crew.com. We have a shorter address now, so I don't have to say the whole damn thing, and you don't have to type
BostonBassBrigade.com. Ha ha. Oh, God. Stop it.
For your recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring all of us, and if you have any questions, comments...
Wait. I didn't see you in that fight video. Now we have to go back so I can kick your ass in the cage, and then Blue will kick your ass in the cage, and we're going to put it up on Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. I can edit this one. No, fine.
Yeah, we should go Dudley Boys on them. Hold them up and grab the head.
Yeah, we don't.
You need a table for that, though.
We can get one.
Yeah, that's relatively easy. You want, and we can get two ladders.
Yeah, ladder matches.
Tables and ladders and chairs.
We'll put chairs on top. Hey, that sounds like a kinky night in Providence.
With chains.
No, with chains, handcuffs, ladders, tables, chairs. Oh, man. I'm going to shut up now.
If you have any questions, comments, anything you would like for us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Anvil's on at anvil63. Blonic is quotations on at Blonic.
Yeah, right. Sure. Believe what you want.
So... go ahead.
We're also on Facebook, so you can basically just type in Boston and you'll see it pop up on there and be able to see
the group
and also the other aspect of it, the page. And we'll be able to, you know, just press the like button and then just comment on there and talk with us and whatnot. You know, love to hear from you.
Yes.
Next.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Gamer Reaction, Geek Aggro, The Vagabond. You guys give me way too many weird ones that don't flow together.
Issues Program.
I know, but I'm just making a statement. Issues Program. Also, check out our friends at tpsmma.com.
Structure
Photography.
Structure Gaming.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is my segment. Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to help you, dude.
Well, then stop cutting me off and, you know, work with it. If I'm talking about the fight stuff, you don't go with Structure Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Get Punched, which he might. Now, if you want to throw anything in, you can.
I'm good.
Beer and Bitches.
Beer and Bitches.
Yeah, there you go.
And
Cupcakes.
So, yeah.
We love Cupcakes at B3.
We'll be filming a couple of videos over at tonight's event, so...
including an interview.
Interviews!
Yep. So, look out for that as well.
And we're going to talk our friend Sloppy Joe into beating up the duck.
No. Yes!
Well, he's fighting tonight. You remember Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, but, which is why you shouldn't have him fight me beforehand, because then he'll be tired out.
No, after the fight. He's coming out of the cage. We're just going to shove you in front of him so he can beat you up.
Here, kick his ass. Go ahead.
No. All right, let's get out of here. Come on.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blonic.
And this is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
And remember, you don't have to be a bar. You don't have
to be a bat. You screwed me up.
You don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
And quick shout out to our friends, Danielle.
Bastards.
Oh, well.